This podcast is a part of the Maisie Media Network, a community of podcasts for women by women.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can also head over to our website, selfcareirl.com, to sign up for our exclusive membership community, which is filled with gems to help you cultivate those much-needed life-shifting healing experiences. Guilt is something that I struggled with a lot at the beginning of grieving my mother. I often replayed a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas, aka I wasted a whole lot of time on things that, you know, didn't serve my healing experience. And because women and girls have been socialized since the beginning of time to be super apologetic, to get along with everyone, to be over accommodating, to not hurt other people's feelings, to take care of everyone, we've basically been shaped into humans who not only hoard guilt, but also process it with this deep angst. But the gag is, because there's always a gag with our emotions, the gag is guilt is completely normal. And to be human means that you're going to feel guilty occasionally. Guilt is an emotional experience that happens when you believe or recognize that you have compromised your own standards of conduct or you have violated a perceived universal moral standard. With guilt, you bear some sort of responsibility for these violations. So with this concept, if we are doing the emotional work we need to do in order to heal from life's shit, you will feel guilty because we don't get it right all the time, and we will not. At the core of our human experience is missteps and fumbles. Guilt is indeed uncomfortable as fuck, but it is hardly ever fatal. I'll say that one more time for you again. It is hardly ever fatal. And I also want to point out to you that healthy feelings of guilt can actually motivate you to truly live within the walls of your authentic values. And in doing that, you can really improve your relationship with others and, more importantly, with yourself. In today's episode, we're going to learn how to kick the butt of those unnecessary or excess feelings of guilt that can also be a psychological burden interfering with your emotions. So here are some techniques that I use to get over my guilt and move forward in my healing experiences. So first thing, determine why you feel guilty. What did you do wrong? Did you even do anything wrong? Be sure that you understand why you're feeling guilty. So imagine you were, you're supposed to meet a friend at a party, but you got a flat tire. So now you can't make it and you have to cancel. When things are outside of your control, try to avoid feeling guilty. On the flip side, say you missed the same party because you forgot about it, you didn't put it in your calendar, or you fell asleep on the couch and lost track of time, you should probably feel slightly guilty, yes. But again, it's not fatal. The next step is you want to decide on your response. The first step out of guilt is responding appropriately. It might be an apology. This might be a detailed explanation. Maybe even create like an action plan to show the other person that you'll try not to make that mistake again. Whatever it is, own up to what you've done and then offer to make it up to them. Maybe you'll, maybe you'll agree to rub your spouse's feet every day for the next month. Note to self, not doing that. But maybe you can treat them, you know, to a dinner date. Either way, decide on what your response will be. What it cannot be is for you to ghost the conversation or conflict. And if you've missed that lesson, check out episode number 6. Ghosting is not an acceptable form of communication because, sis, it is not. So number 3, be willing to forgive yourself. I'm gonna say that again because oftentimes I gotta remind myself. Number 3, be willing to forgive yourself. Forgiving yourself is how you stop the hoarding of guilt. Like literally, it's how you stop it dead in its tracks. And once you forgive yourself, poof, the guilt is gone. It's gone. Imagine someone doing that same mistake to you. You'd probably forgive the other person without much fuss. It'd be no big deal. You should treat yourself at least as well. You ever notice how much easier it is for you to forgive someone else than it is for you to forgive yourself? You should be the best friend you'll ever have to yourself. Treat yourself like that. Number 4, and this is something that I practice every now and then, especially when I do kind of bad things to myself or bad things to people, because again, we're not perfect. Write a letter. You can write a letter to yourself or to the person you've harmed or to both, depending on the situation. My letter writing is in the form of journaling. Sometimes I send notes to friends, but oftentimes this practice literally serves as a release exercise for me. It's a great way to purge your thoughts and your guilt. And if you actually send your letter, I bet the other person will be really appreciative, probably impressed, and you'll feel a lot better about yourself and the situation. So, number 5, do something positive that will boost your self-esteem. Volunteering can be a great way to get out your guilt and a great way to feel better when you feel guilty. Show yourself that you're a good person because you are. You can make a donation, help someone with a problem, give away some of your stuff, create moments that will allow you to feel good about yourself and remember that it's just a mistake. And you can get over this. Number 6, you want to make sure that you're making changes instead of feeling guilty. Rather than feeling guilty, which, sis, it don't help a ne'er soul for you to feel guilty. You want to start making some changes to make sure that the same thing doesn't happen over and over again. Our emotional work should be surrounded around eliminating bad habits like procrastinating. Girl, whoo, chile, that is me. Or maybe for you, it's getting organized. You know, maybe you're missing the mark because you're not, you know, using time to its best. You know, your time management, right, is off. So maybe you need to work on time management. Or maybe the lesson is that you need to start to value others more than you do currently. You should be asking yourself, what are the positive changes that I can make that are related to the cause of my guilt? And lastly, number 7, so you've determined why you're feeling guilty. You've responded appropriately. You have forgiven yourself. You've released your guilt through some type of activity. You've done some sort of soothing activities for yourself and you've implemented the necessary changes. Now it is time to move on. Period. Okay, sis, move on. At some point, you have to let it go and get on with your life. There is absolutely no value in holding on to guilt. Guilty feelings suggest that you did something wrong and you need to learn from it. So learn from it, then move on, period, point blank. Everyone has felt the pain of guilt. It's just normal. It's also important to resolve the issue as well as you can. Forgive yourself, make amends, and move on. I cannot repeat that enough. But punishing yourself for an extended period of time is not how emotionally intelligent people handle issues. You made a mistake, so do your best to fix it. That's it. Now is the time to set yourself free. Allow yourself to move forward from your guilt. Before I leave you today, I want to leave you with some affirming phrases to help you release your guilt. So do me a favor, if you aren't already, get in a position of relaxation. And I want you to close your eyes with me. Take a few deep breaths. And then release them. And do that one more time for me. So repeat after me. As I forgive, I grow stronger. By forgiving myself, I can forgive others. I am at peace with the past. I allow myself to move forward in life. Thank you so much for joining me today, and a special thanks to those of you who have faithfully listened and supported the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed and loved this episode. If you did, please do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. I kind of think you like me, like we might go together, so go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so that you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Sunday. And I also want to encourage you to share this episode on IG stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so that we can keep the conversation going. When you do, make sure you tag me. I am at Ty Alexander and at Self-Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening to me today. And until next time, toodles.
This podcast is a part of the Maisie Media Network, a community of podcasts for women by women.